Just the fact that Alex Steins and Austin Haynes produce music together makes them unusual in the world of electronic dance music. In this genre, DJs usually work on their own. And these are not your old school radio station DJs. We're talking about DJs who mix and produce music. They work in the middle of the night. We had a meet at 2 a.m. in their makeshift studio. It's actually Alex's bedroom. They arrange beats as dogs Snoopy and Charlie Brown sleep on the bed. 27-year-old Alex A. Style Steins has been making beats and playing around with music production since he was 12. Austin, DJ Complete Haynes, who is 28, started DJing at frat parties at UNC Wilmington, where he earned a degree in marketing. Alex and Austin met a few years ago through a mutual friend, and Alex says the chemistry was immediate.
For us, before electronic music, we were listening to hip-hop or maybe rock and roll, but mainly hip-hop. And now that we make EDM music, it's just like second nature for us to involve what we've grown up listening to. It's almost like we do it subconsciously.
When they're not producing together, they're performing. Clayton Lineberger drove about an hour to see them. He became a fan in part because of a Charlotte Bobcats game. DJ Complete is the DJ at Bobcats home games. Lineberger liked his act and started following him and Styles and Complete on Twitter. He's even had the group perform at his family's farm.
At first, like when they played at my farm, they were like nobody knew who they were. And now, like when I say Styles and Complete, like people know who they are.
They perform just about every weekend throughout the Southeast in bars, nightclubs, and the occasional music festival. Styles and Complete developed a sound that mixes hip-hop with an electronic bass. To put EDM in context, think back to the glory days of disco. As disco evolved and bore other types of music like techno and house in the 90s, the genre of electronic dance music was coined. Of course, since the 80s, computer programs have evolved, and we sadly are not dancing under disco balls anymore. The music has also matured and can include sounds from any type of music. Someone could email you a song, you could strip the vocals from it, take out the guitar and piano, and you're left with the drum beat. Then take other components from other songs, align and stack them in your computer program, and you're on the way to producing electronic music.
It's grown a lot.
Creative Lo-Fi music editor Jeff Hain.
You see it a lot more in pop music, as far as Britney Spears and Katy Perry and people like that bringing those EDM beats and producers into their songs.
Like this Katy Perry song, Dark Horse. This next part is called a drop. There's no going back. Neither Alex nor Austin have formal music training, but Alex says organizing the music is similar to being a conductor.
Making EDM music is like making a symphony on your computer by sequencing every little individual note on a giant graph.
And even after a song is done, the edits continue. It's just as easy for them to edit their music as it is for some of us to edit our work on word processing programs. Styles and Complete has gained its following through sites like MySpace and SoundCloud, where fans can play their music for free. SoundCloud has recorded 1.6 million plays for their mixes, and some of the biggest EDM artists, with names like Diplo and Tiesto, have helped give them credibility.
You know, when we found out that some of the bigger artists in the game, like Diplo and Tiesto, were like supporting our music, putting it in their mixes, it was just very dope and encouraging.
And that leads to more fans, which means more people coming out for their shows. That's how they're making money, for now, one show at a time. The goal is to eventually sell songs and not just tickets. One way to get there is by collaborating with other big-name artists. And they think they'll have a better shot of that in LA, where they plan to move next year. For WFAE News, I'm Alexia Girodi in Charlotte. It's hammer time!